This is a question regarding the worship of Lado Gopal deities, which is very popular. But in our sampradaya, we don't encourage that. We want that. Well, our sampradaya aims not only at, but particularly at, well, worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana, who came particularly to, well, he revealed Chari Bhava, four modes of bhakti, but particularly Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Shima, the ultimate limit of love, which is Radha, Bharaja Jubatya Bhavera Bhakti, who revealed the Bhava Bhakti, the loving devotion of the gopis of Vrindavan. This is a very high topic, but that is the ultimate aim of our sampradaya. So we don't encourage devotees to worship Lado Gopal, but to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So, in this regard, I've been questioned that we worship Lord Krishna as Damodar, a child, during Kartik. And this is not condemned in any way, or no one questions that this is not Madhurya Bhav. In regard to this question came up in regard to this fact that in our Gaurya Sampradaya we don't encourage very much the worship of Lado Gopal. Well, the word condemned is used here. We don't condemn the worship of Lado Gopal. But it is a fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to, particularly to bring devotees to worship of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. We find among his devotees, some of them were devotees of Lord Rama, and there were attempts made to make them devotees of Krishna. Both Murari Gupta and Anupam, who was the brother of Rupa and Sanatan, they were worshippers of Lord Rama. There were attempts to make them devotees of Krishna, but they were too attached to Rama. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they were content with that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, there was more than one instance in which he met devotees of Lord Rama, who were very advanced devotees, by whose association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting Krishna Nam instead of Ramana. And we also find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without condemning the worship of Narayana, in his conversation with Venkata Bhatta in Sri Rangam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out to him that the worship of, or convinced him with reference to Shastra, that the worship of Krishna in Vrindavan with the gopis is higher than that of the worship of, that Lakshmi has for Narayana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was interested in bringing, without condemning worship of any pure worship of Krishna in any form, he wanted to bring devotees particularly to the worship of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So during Damodar month, Kartik month, Krishna is worshipped as Damodar, a child. That's true, but that doesn't negate the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is particularly pointing toward the Madhurya Bhav. From Madhurya Bhav, one can appreciate the Vatsalya Bhav of the elderly gopis and for Krishna. Also, So it's not that the pastimes of Krishna in his childhood are rejected. They are appreciated, but of course we're talking about from a very high level here. They're appreciated. The pure devotion of Yashoda is appreciated and worshipped. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing us toward that, ultimately, of course, ultimately toward the worship of Radha and Krishna.